Good afternoon, everyone. It's me, Michelle, and Megan, and we're here with another update for all of you. Looks like we have almost 50 on the call. So that's pretty much how we have been doing. I think last time it was in the 60s, maybe. So things have been relatively quiet, unfortunately, until today. I was prepared to tell you for a COVID update, we still had only one employee out. That was the nursing assistant from 4 Northeast and should be retested tomorrow. However, about an hour, hour and a half ago, we had another employee test positive, and that is in Cottage 2. It was a unit secretary. So that came through on our staff testing, POC testing. And just so you all do know, we are tracking as far as vaccinations of employees that are positive. And this particular employee was not positive, or not vaccinated, I'm sorry. So I will share some more numbers with you around the vaccine also after the COVID update. So unfortunately, we have had two visitors pop positive in the last 2 weeks. So just as a reminder for all of you, it's very, very important to wear your face masks and shields and to wash your hands when traveling throughout the building. And hopefully you are all keeping your face mask on while you're visiting in your rooms. And I hope you are all enjoying your visits with your loved ones. Even though we are doing the POC testing of visitors, it's not recommended, or it is recommended, not required. It's definitely a very good practice that we are doing with that. So this will continue for a while. I know it's not a comfortable thing, but at least it's not the PCR, the deep swab. So I'm thankful for all of our visitors' compliance with the testing. And like I said, we had two pop positive, so it is helpful to keep doing that. And not these visitors, but there has been people out in the community or employees at other facilities and other visitors at these facilities that were positive. And even though they were post 2 weeks, 30 days from their second vaccine. So just to keep that in mind, that people can still get COVID even though they've been vaccinated. And then also a vaccine update. It's still 96% of our residents have been vaccinated. We are still taking people from the hospital and we're making sure that they are getting vaccinated if their second dose, if they weren't available in the hospital, 50% are probably receiving their first dose. So we are following up on them with our clinics. We still have our vaccine clinics. And then now our number of employees is at 65% of employees. Requests are coming in weekly from other employees, which is a really good thing. And just from what I'm hearing from people, it is time. You know, time has gone on since we were vaccinated in December. And then everybody who's getting vaccinated out in the world, in our community, and they've seen their peers getting it. And then the other issue is that there's been employees, or just personally, I know people have changed their mind because they knew somebody that had COVID and got really, really sick. So I think that's another piece that is making people want to go get their vaccine. So just on the Jewish home operations side, we're just trying to get back to a new norm. Megan will talk a little bit about engagement, that we're trying to be creative and bring some things back for small groups as far as entertainment, music. Everybody loves music and just bring some food in that people enjoy, our residents. So those are things that our residents are looking forward to. Our long-term care occupancy is around 97-98%. So doing okay there. TCP is still challenging on and off. It just depends upon what's going on in the community and in the hospitals. But we still have our dedicated COVID wing, which is closed. And I'm gonna keep that closed. And I'll talk a little bit more about that, why, as far as staffing challenges that we're having here, along with all other nursing homes. Our adult daycare program, we will be looking at our reopening plan because we do have some guidance on that to reopen that program. There's a lot of things that we already have in place to be prepared, but then there were some additional things that we're working on. So we're hopeful that that will open at the end of April. And just so you know, most of our members have gotten the vaccine out in the community, which is really good news. And then we are offering the vaccine clinics here also for any members that weren't able to get out or probably weren't age eligible at the time. And then there are some questions. Hopefully what I talk about, what Megan talks about, will answer most of the questions. We only got a few, but I do want to talk a little bit about staffing. primarily nursing staff, continues to be a challenge, and I think I talked about that a couple of weeks ago. You know, most of the reasons, or some of the reasons, is the stimulus checks, the unemployment, and again, just healthcare or nursing home. And then the other issue is the Family Paid Leave Act that was instituted. And then there's the other Leave Act that people have. We have 23 people out just in nursing on this Leave Act that supports if it's a surgery, if it's a pregnancy, oh, I have to take care of my mother, I have to take care of my father. That's a lot of people just out on leave. And then some of the things that we are putting in place or did put in place and continue to look at, obviously recruitment is a big issue. We have our own nursing assistant training program, and we're going to continue to do that as often as we can do that. I believe we have one starting, I don't know the date, but in April again. We just had some graduates, so that's good news. We are starting our Help on Demand program, and that's the non-clinical staff will be upstairs supporting our nursing staff or whatever that may be, if it's answering call lights, if it's bringing people, you know, to appointments, or just sitting with residents, helping them assist in the dining room, passing trays, things like that. And then also we do have our Living Well companions that are still coming in to support our nursing staff. So that's very helpful. I am not going to reopen the COVID wing on the second floor, even if I could fill the beds right now because of staffing, because then if I open the wing, then I have to staff the wing. So I'm not going to do that at this point. And then we are doing some other incentives for the nursing staff. Like we have a vacation buyback, and we'll offer that to them, folks. So if people want to have the money instead of taking a vacation, which they may still be nervous to travel, we're going to offer that. And then we do have our support team, you know, our interdisciplinary team, social work, rec therapy, clinical nutrition, our medical providers are also going to be scheduled or engaged on the units to help care for our residents as far as whatever we can do to help and assist. And also, I forgot to mention our therapists, our PT and OT are actually upstairs being nursing assistants, and some folks from our senior fit that worked in senior fit are now working as nursing assistants. So we are trying to address the challenges, but to be quite frankly, this is going to be a while. This is not going to be over at any point soon. It's just from what I'm hearing and from other people. So I do believe that is all I have for you. Oh, except for one thing, I had a question about the Bronson Bill law that Governor Cuomo signed. Basically, he signed that it's exactly what he put in his directive previous to that bill or law, if you want to call it. So there really hasn't been any change. He just signed it there versus he already signed it on his directive previously. So now I'm going to turn it over to Megan, and that's all I have.
Good afternoon, everyone. So just touching base on visitation, again, like Michelle said, it's going well. You know, sad to hear the news today, but we'll get people back in here soon. Just a reminder that you're coming in, you're getting screened. We encourage you to get tested. We've had a lot of people asking about the testing, you know, if they're vaccinated. We do still encourage that. You may be visiting more than one time during the week, so we are asking, say, if you're coming in four or five times during the week, you don't have to get tested every time, but we ask that it's every 72 hours. So if you're coming in on, like, say, a Monday, you might go and get tested on Wednesday or Thursday that week as well. Again, visitation should be in room, or you can bring your loved one outside. I know we're having some great weather as we really enter spring this week, so you are able to enjoy the outside together as well. And we've had a lot of people ask about pets. So we do welcome the pets into the building. Just like pre-COVID, we do need you to bring in a copy of the rabies shots or vaccine and their distemper, and our security department keeps that on file and will give you a pet card. But as long as we have that on file, you're welcome to bring in you know, our four-legged friends. With scheduling too. We're going to have a new system. So once we have that up and running, it's going to be a software system that you're able to go onto our website and schedule your own visitation. So we're still working the kinks out with that. But as soon as we have that in place, then we'll be able to do evenings and weekends as well. So I know we've talked to a lot of families that are very curious when they can come in on the weekends. So, and I would say probably the next week or so, we'll have that new scheduling system up and running and be able to open up more appointments for visitation. While you have me on the call, I also wanted to speak about engagement. Michelle touched on this a little bit, but we're very excited to have, you know, some entertainment coming back into the building. So just kind of working up a process around that. Of course, we'll be having them do the same thing, getting screened, having them be tested, and have some, you know, safe guidelines and parameters around that. But I know our residents are really going to enjoy that. You know, we're gathering more, socially distanced, of course, and opening things up like the art room and Cafe Shalom. So we're very excited about that. And we just finished up with Passover. That went really well. We had a nice Seder that was up on Channel 71, and anyone that wanted to participate had a Seder plate. Also, Yom HaShoah, so I just wanted to read off a little bit what we're doing about that. Yom HaShoah, which is Holocaust Remembrance Day, commemorates the 6 million Jews and millions of others who were killed in the Holocaust. So in 2021, Holocaust Remembrance Day begins on April 7th, which is tomorrow, at sunset, and ends on April 8th at sunset. So here at the Jewish Home, we're going to create a display of butterflies around our campus to remember the past and show how we, our commitment to create a world without hatred, prejudice, and apathy. So we're inviting all of our staff and our residents to decorate one or more butterflies as a symbol of our freedom from oppression, intolerance, and hatred, and place them up on different windows and displays throughout our campus. So that's something that we're all going to be participating in together. So thank you so much for having me on the call, and we're glad that it's spring and glad to see our families with us again. Be well.